Hi, I'm Alex Trey, and welcome back to Trey's Ways podcast. Today, I'll be interviewing my father, who is a realtor, broker, college athlete, and military baby with a great outlook on life. He was born in Italy, raised in Tampa, and moved all across the map before settling in Houston. I pick my dad because I think he models the ideal man I want to be when I grow up, and he has done a lot of exciting things while living in a lot of interesting places.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day been?
It was a good day today, actually.
Yeah?
It's a lot of fun, so.
All right, well, I think we should just hop into it.
All right, let's do that.
For my first question is, what is your earliest memory?
Now that's that's kind of a sad one, but it's one that really defines a lot about who I am, and it was when I was a little boy and your grandfather passed away. He was killed in a plane wreck for the Air Force, and I was held above his casket with my mom. That's one of the first things that I actually remember as a child. So that's a pretty heavy thing, but it's also why I have been made sure that I instilled to you to take your hat off and always do the Pledge of Allegiance and to sing the national anthem.
After a pretty heavy hitting first question, I then moved on to speak about my dad's two brothers and the type of trouble they got into.
So my next question is, which of your brothers got in the most trouble?
And that's an easy one.
And why?
Your Uncle David, he was always in trouble. He was always the kid that was running full speed ahead, talking while he's walking on an 8-foot wall and falling off it and cracking his head open, or driving his motorcycle and doing wheelies and, you know, making jumps on his little mini bikes.
Yeah.
So he was always the one getting in trouble.
What about you? What's the most trouble you got in as a kid?
Ooh, that's a good question. After seeing him get in so much trouble, I really tried to stay out of trouble. So that was when you see him getting paddled and spanked, you didn't want that to happen to you. So for me, you know, I guess like the thing that I got in trouble for was we were up at the farm.
For context, my dad might have grown up in Tampa, but during the summers, he would go up to his family farm in Ohio.
A couple of pies that grandmother had cooked and baked and put in the windows. And so we went and grabbed one and went around the corner and ate it. It was so good and hot. She caught us and started chasing after us. And we stupidly ran from her and went up in the barn. And that was where we made the big mistake. It wasn't taking the pie. It was running from grandmother. Yeah. So we had to work pretty hard the next couple days. So they took it out of us. All
right. Well, speaking of the barn, what's your favorite memory while at the farm in Ohio?
I don't know. There's so many great ones. But I loved getting up on that farm. And we'd work in the mornings. And then in the evenings, we would go see my uncles over at the fair. They would have the fair in August, and they would be in the demolition derby. Mm-hmm. So we'd be up in the stands cheering for them as they're smashing up the cars, and then going to the midway and, you know, eating all sorts of cotton candy and great food that we shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
And then coming home and reading comic books at night under the covers, even though we were supposed to be asleep. And then falling asleep to the bullfrogs from at the lake that was the pond in the back of the house. You know, you would lay there with the windows open at night and hearing that corn just like through the breeze and everything. It's really cool. So that was great memories.
Awesome. Well, kind of going back to grandpa, you know, based on, you know, like your own memories, like your early memories and like other people's descriptions of the type of person grandpa was, what do you make of him?
You know, I always had to ask his brothers and sisters and my grandmother, his mom, about him. And you know, a couple of things that are pretty cool is that he was the president of his high school class, he was president of his fraternity, and you know, when he went into the Air Force, he didn't know what he would get, but the fact is in the 60s he got jets, and that was amazing to get jets. So he's a pretty special guy, but they always said he was always scheming. He always had like a new thing to do or something he was going to buy, or so he sounded like a really fun guy. Like he had a lot of friends. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Well, moving on to business questions. I wanted to ask, what is the defining moment you knew you wanted to do what you do?
You know, it all really came together. I had been in business doing banking, investment banking, and other things, and I got to real estate a little late in life. And early on, I made one of my first investments, and when I did that, I actually remember looking at this building that people would just look at and thought nothing about it.
Yeah.
And I was able to see something that nobody else saw, and so I got to use my creative side and mm-hmm. and do something really cool. And that building won a gold brick award, and I made my investors a lot of money, and it was
awesome.
So it was a really good thing, and that really solidified how much fun it is, because it was a mix of both the financial and the creative.
Well, moving on to more of a younger side of the question, if you could tell yourself, your 20-year-old self, one thing, what do you think you would tell?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I wrote out your list of things that I gave you, that dad's things to live by, but I guess if I was telling my 20-year-old self, it would be, don't wait to go work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised. I know it'll be really tough, because it starting out working for myself was, I made 20% of what I made when I was working in the corporate world. And so there were some pretty lean years, but
yeah,
man, I loved it. And it was, I wish I'd gotten there sooner, but all those things that I'd done really helped me and made me, helped me to be good at what I do. So.
Right. Well, what is your favorite thing about what you do?
I think the favorite thing is I get to use my skills and do a lot of cool creative things. I get to take buildings that people just walk by and that think are they should be torn down, and I see a new life for them, a new way to repurpose them and put tenants in and get to work with entrepreneurs who get up every day and everything's against them, but those guys go out and fight, and I just love working with those people, and I get to use my financial skills, and so it's a good mix of all those
things. Well, moving on from that, I have some questions about, you know, father as a parent. What is your favorite memory of me as a toddler?
I don't know. Should it be the one dancing to the, the bathroom? I think one of the favorite ones was coming downstairs and seeing you running through the house and Joe throwing those pillows at you and knocking you off your feet.
Yeah.
And kept getting up and doing it, and you just thought it was so much fun, and I just thought it was so crazy, just wiping you out with those pillows, and
yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And maybe the other one was you being in the goal and Joe and I shooting on you and knocking you down, and we're like, oh man, that's it, we really killed him on that one. And then we would see you, your thumb would rise up and you were giving us the thumbs up, you were all good. So, so you had a sense of humor.
Yeah,
even when you're getting destroyed by your big brother.
Well, what do you think the hardest thing about parenting is?
I think the hardest thing is giving each child the thing that they need. I think that's the hardest thing. It's finding what is it that they need, and also providing that support and guidance that to really help you with what it is that you're trying to achieve. Because I see greatness in you and so many things in your skill set and what you can accomplish, but you've got to go find that out and discover that. So my job is to help you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be really difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think your favorite thing about parenting is?
Favorite thing about parenting? I think the laughs we have and that is so much fun. And the other is, you know, I always say, be careful what you pray for, because I prayed for a son that really loves sports, and man, I got that in spades. So, you know, you and I will watch anything on TV.
Yeah.
We'd love to go to different sporting events. And so you and I are so like-minded about that. We'll watch anything.
Yeah. Well, moving on to more about me.
Here we go.
How about right now? What is the most important thing I need to know going into the next year of my life?
I would say pick your friends wisely, and these are the guys that are going to be with you the rest of your life. The guys that you're going to school with at St. Thomas are the guys that you're going to know for the rest of your life, and you want to pick guys that inspire you, that that lift you up, that support you, that do things that you look at and go, wow, man, that guy is amazing at that. And, you know, you just want friends like that that give you inspiration. They're good people.
Well, what do you think my best attributes are?
Your best attributes?
My best attributes.
I think you're kind and you're empathetic and you're patient. I think you're a great observer. I think you really observe really well, and then you get it. You understand like the people that and where your place is, and not everybody understands like where their place is. And I think that's why you have a lot of diverse friends, is because you see how they are and how you fit with that, and you can be really supportive of them and be a good friend. And I think that's that's one of your great attributes, your ability to do that.
Thanks. Well, on the contrary, what is one thing I need to work on?
Ooh, I know it's that. That is worry. Don't worry. You worry about things so much, and you worry before they happen, and you, you know, that if I could take that one thing that could help you with a little bit. But I guess it's good in that, you know, it keeps you on top of your grades and on top of your work and on top of your soccer. Mm-hmm. And so that worry is
probably
is constructive as well as...
Holds me back a couple times from having some fun, but... All right, moving on, just a couple more questions, this last two. This is probably going to be a hard one for you, but what song do you live by?
Well, because it's this interview, I would say the song would be... You know, there's a couple of them, but the song that I picked for us and that I've played for you since you were a baby is Three Little Birds. Don't worry. How appropriate, right after what...
Yeah.
Who knew that I picked that song? And so I love to play that. And it makes me think of you every time I hear it. And I think it's a powerful song that's about power and kindness.
Yeah. I hear you.
And hope. And that's a wonderful song. So.
Well, we didn't really get to talk about Mom very much.
Mom.
What is the best thing about Mom?
I would say Mom's sense of humor.
Yeah?
She's got a quick sense of humor, and she's so smart and quick and sees things that others don't and point it out or make fun of it. And she can break up a room. She can just put people at ease with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody loves to hang out with Susan Dre.
All right, Dada. I think that's it.
Love you, Alex.
Love you, Dad.